Paul, puck management has been a strength of your group throughout the season. Nikolai took responsibility for the turnover. I think that sort of turned the tables a little bit in the game here tonight.
Well, it's just a goal. Didn't happen with 2 minutes left to go in the game. So it's there's lots of hockey to be good after that. Nicky made a pass he shouldn't make, but we had other guys running routes that they don't need to run that late in the period when you're playing the way you're playing. So once that pass was made, there should be coverage, and there wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't fault St. Louis. It was puck management. We had the puck in our end of the ice a number of times, but that puck that ended up in the back of our net's on our stick and should be on our stick twice and should be out. That's a pretty clean play. Can handle that better.
Power play has been a weapon all year long. I think on the homestand, just 3 for 21. You had really good setup and zone time on the first one, but other than that, did you think you generated enough with the man advantage tonight?
Not an awful lot. No, we moved it around a bit, but didn't create enough chaos, I don't think. Maybe our shot selection forcing things that we didn't, and maybe not taking ones that we should have. You know, we had chances to get pucks to the net. We fanned on, we knuckled them into the corner. Pucks that normally for us were real, very, very good at the shots that we do take on our power play usually get to the net, and tonight that didn't happen.
What do you think your newly formed top line there with Perreault?
They were dominant in the first and created chances in the third. I think as a group, we killed a bunch of penalties. I'm running four and five guys pretty hard on the penalty kill right now. I think that affects some of our five-on-five game. The way they were stacked in the second on us, it's a 12-minute period. We get a two, and they get, 6 minutes of full power play time, and that certainly for the shot totals and the chances made that made the game even.
Did you feel, though, Paul, by the third that you guys got back to playing
yep.
17-4 were the shots? And
yeah, first and third really, very, really strong. And come away even out of two, you got to think you're in a pretty good spot. Our guy made some saves, though. He didn't have the volume, but he had to make some saves. Lundqvist made a bunch of good saves.
The Cody McLeod hit on Toby Enstrom, from your perspective, was a minor enough on that? And were you surprised that Toby was able to stay in the game?
Yeah, I think they got that one right.
And he obviously left, but
he's
just
tough,
a stinger.
He's a tough kid. He's fine.
One last one on Matt Hendricks going in for Marco Dano, moving Nick Patan to the wing. Just the thought process of that move, and how did you like the look of that one?
Left-handed centers, just in case Matt, didn't feel as strong in the middle. Thought I liked Nick's game. He'd scored a goal and he'd played well for the minutes. Some of it's just how the whistles go, how the timeouts come, and then the penalties didn't get out a whole lot tonight.